I don't want to get your take on where you think things are heading, particularly as cetuximab starts to come into the picture, but just talking about the two issues you just brought up in terms of EGFR and anti-angiogenesis, that in and of itself starts to create some sort of algorithms or pathways. And one of the trickiest ones, I think, from what I can see from the outside, is the patient who's a non-smoker who has an EGFR mutation, and where do you go first? Do you go to erlotinib? Do you go to carboplatin bev, or maybe even altogether? How do you approach those patients?
You know, again, we don't know the answer to that yet, Neil, but I do, and I think many other people do, the following thing, which is if you have somebody who you know has a mutation, or just on clinical grounds, you have an Asian woman with adenocarcinoma who never smoked, they have stage 4 lung cancer, I would give those people an EGFR TKI first and then save the chemo. They'll get chemo later. I wouldn't do them together. I know some people are doing that and considering that. I would do just the EGFR TKI and see what happens. They don't all respond. I mean, there's no question about that, but they have a relatively high response rate, higher than with chemo, actually.
In the patient who responds, what do you do after that when they progress or if they progress?
I would go to chemo. I would go to a chemotherapy
regimen. Chemo-Bev if they're included?
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Any patients where you use erlotinib and Bev together?
Yes, yes, we do. In fact, one classic patient I had was an individual who was eligible for a study. It was a chemo study plus bevacizumab with a different chemo regimen, and he didn't want to do that. He had a friend who advised him he should get erlotinib plus bevacizumab, and he did that. He had a large mass in his lung, multiple little nodules. He was a PS1 and a half.
No chemo?
No chemo. He had extensive bone mets, and he went into remission for a year and a half. Unbelievable response, yeah.
And you kept both agents going the whole year and a half?
I did. The Bev, I might have spaced it out a little more, 4 to 6 weeks, I think.